All right. Today in the latest development podcast, we got my friend Brandon B. Tuck, one of the Monkey NFT profile wearers, who I had on the podcast last week. And he's on today to talk about Golfin, mobile app, beautiful, beautiful experience of crypto and the real world coming together where you can touch grass. Brandon, welcome on the podcast.
Sure. Thanks for having me. Appreciate the intro. I had to get rid of my PFP, my monkey PFP on Twitter because I feel like I need to play to the normie golf crowd. So that's just my dumb mugshot on Twitter. But at heart, I am still very much a Gen 2 monk.
I mean, maybe there's an opportunity here where we can do like monkey logo Golfin t-shirts, you know, a way to onboard the monkey community. And then you get to have an emblazing. Because I actually have a Bandito too. A little Bandito with a little Golfin. Yes. Would smash.
I actually made a Bandito golf shirt just kind of on my own. Because they were doing something with Crown, the horse racing protocol. So they had like a stable. And someone in the Banditos made like an amazing logo. And I said, screw it, I'm putting that on a golf shirt. So I've got a black market Bandito golf shirt already.
Well, after this podcast, I'm going to do a little introductory, let's make this happen kind of thing.
Heck yeah, really, no, totally.
To be honest, it should be like a Tensor partnership with Golfin, where it's like you can pay to have your NFT proven on chain stitched into your shirt with Golfin. That would smash. And then it's like
I ironed my, the Monkey DAO were giving out those patches. I ironed a patch onto my golf bag. All these communities, like I'm so, like every community has their like embedded golfers in it. In some communities it's massive and some there's just a handful, but every community has at least a foursome and I'm really looking forward to untapping that.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Everywhere I go, I'm like, depending on who you are, I'm going to preach crypto. But then guaranteed, I'm going to preach golf. You can guarantee the one. And then when I get the chance with you, I'm like, all right, you travel the world, you go to these networks. Almost every country on God's green earth has golf on it, especially if they have a crypto conference. Go play golf, business is done on the golf course. That won't change.
Singapore, I was an enabler in Singapore at Breakpoint. I was in DMs getting people to play with me in Singapore. And then Abu Dhabi coming up. Some good golf in Abu Dhabi. So hit me up. Ooh. You know where to find me.
Damn. All right. Well, we got into the shilling golf before we even got into the who the heck are you and what do you do for golf?
Yeah. Yeah. So name's Brandon B. Tuck. Been a golfing for about over a year now, joined shortly after they launched their NFT project. And before that I was at Marinade. So shout out to Marinade and staking and liquid staking. Go stake your soul, everyone. Decentralize the network, all that. And then before that I was at Golf Channel. So I was working in the golf business for 15 plus years at a startup that went to Golf Channel, got the Solana bug, went to Marinade, and then golf launched on Solana. So it just seemed like the most natural fit ever to make the jump. So I do a lot of comms, marketing, stuff like this. I like to, ask the stupid questions with developers. I think that's important. You need the guy to be the least engineered person in the room and ask those questions. And I like to think I'm that guy.
Hey, man, you're preaching to the choir. I like to bring the devs on and say, like, you got to at least be able to explain it to me if you're going to be able to explain it to your users. So, I respect that approach. And yeah, you're definitely the right guy for the job. No question. And I think maybe that kind of leads into a good starting point is in the last year, being at Golfin, how have you found user adoption? Like, how have you guys found, like, I know I used the app when it was in beta, I see where it is now. I see like a lot of good work has been done on the UX UI front. It looks really clean. Talk to me about how that journey's been over the last year.
Yeah. So the NFT project came out, I think April-ish of 2024. And that was really the kickoff into launching the app, which the app came out this year, but I think June was the open beta. So we had a closed beta to NFT holders prior to that. And then we did the open beta on Apple. And we just went live on public open beta on Android a few weeks ago. So we're still like very new on Android. The adoption's been solid. It's been like a nice kind of nice climb. I think we just passed 6,600 round 60 yeah 6,600 rounds.
Sick.
And the best thing about the rounds is that we can see a map, and the map, there's like people playing golf all over the place, all over the world, Australia, Thailand, people way north in Canada, up in like Jasper Park and like places like that, Alaska. So like you can kind of see it growing everywhere. And I think word is getting out, especially now that we've done some redemption events. So, you know, points were always kind of this theoretical thing when we came out with the NFTs, and you could catch the NFTs and get points. Then like golf, the app comes out, and then you can earn points playing golf. And like, I think everyone in crypto kind of knows like water points, really. You can actually get golf stuff with your points now, like good golf stuff, like incredible top brands in the game. So like I'm playing 18 holes of golf, and then I check my balance. Oh, I can go get a lab putter. And to explain that to people who don't, I know you play golf. Lab is like the hottest brand in golf right now. They had a huge moment at the US Open, which is a major tournament, where the winner made like a 60-foot putt, throws his lab putter in the air. They've just been flying off the shelves ever since. And I can just take my golf in points. And like, so I've got a custom lab coming to me in the next couple of weeks. I just ordered it. But I can get golf balls, I can get clubs, gear, apparel.
Now,
this is like tangible stuff.
That's, which is killer. And I love that. And lab golf putters, for those that don't know, are like spaceships. We don't have that. We could get into a whole podcast on lab putters, but they are awesome and the technology sick. And it's really, really cool to see you guys partnering with real brands. And I want to get into that a little bit later, but you know, the model where you guys currently have it and the points that people are generating, is this sort of like early LPing where points are higher now than they will be in the future? Or do you guys have it set at like, you know, this is where it's kind of going to always be? You know, how many rounds of golf are we talking to be able to get a lab putter or raffle systems, like stuff like that? Kind of walk me through that side of the points promotions.
Yeah. So the, You kind of can back your way into like the value of the points right now by looking at how much a putter is, and then like going to the website and seeing what that is in USD, and then kind of seeing what the points amount is. Each item in the marketplace though has a little bit of a different ratio, so it's kind of obfuscated a little bit. And then there is a foundation partner, Axiom, which points will be convertible into token eventually. That's not happened yet, but that's presumably pretty soon. So at that point, there is going to be like a balanced dynamic of what the points are worth to the token. But right now, that's not the case. And so, I mean, what I tell people is like, play as much golf as humanly possible right now before that even happens, because you can really stack points in a big way. And for the people who've been cashing NFTs, as well, like they've had a year of stacking points, so they're sitting pretty as well. But the whole economy of points has been something that's been really thought of, really from the beginning of the project, where how much should I get when I play golf? And then there's the membership component too, which I can go into a little bit, but there's tiers of memberships. So like the app features are all free, so all the scoring, all the GPS, anybody can go in and use the app for free. There's nothing feature gated. The points, however, there are tiers of memberships, and then the NFTs are kind of layered onto that as well. So if I'm going to play like a ton of golf, like let's say I'm retired, I live in the Villages in Florida, I play 300 times a year. It's a dream. I want to get like the highest possible membership, because I know like I'm going to make my money back and then some. If I think I'm going to play a few times a year, I either get, you know, no membership and some NFTs, or this, the white. And so like basically the higher membership you get, the higher the multipliers of the points. So just to give an example, I have NFTs and a silver. The NFTs are rare, rarity. Yeah. So there's like uncommon, common, up to like legendary. So I'm getting about 5,000 points around by stacking a silver membership in my NFTs. I think I just saw we just launched the golf balls. That would get me about 4 boxes of golf balls per round for Strixon. The lab putter, nice. The custom lab was about 29,000. So that's what, about 6 rounds to get a lab putter.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Jesus. I've got a rare iron. I got a rare iron. I love that thing. Cashed. I have to admit, like, I was using the app and then I fell off using it. Mostly because I'm a Garmin watch golf guy. And one of the questions I wanted to ask is, when will I be able to, like, and I've asked you this personally, is like, when can the Garmin smartwatch functionality, like, play, where you can, like, have sort of the two side by side?
It's
tricky because a lot of the usage is from the phone, because that's where you have everything. You want people in the app. You want the clubhouse. You want them, like, seeing everything that you get from the phone that you won't get from the watch. And so where is the two, you know?
So are you using the Garmin and phone, like, Garmin app on the phone with the Garmin watch? Because I know you can just use the watch if you want.
I'm using just the watch. Like, if I think about this, like, I always golf with the GPS. I got to know how far away I am. Modern technology, you got to know. You know, you could use a spotting scope. I don't even use a spotting scope because the watch is close enough for how good of a golfer I am that if it's off by a few yards, let's be honest, it ain't going to make a difference. And so how do you guys approach the smartwatch category with the golfing model? Because it must be something to talk about.
Yeah, 100%. And I'll also mention that, you know, when I was at Golf Channel, I was reviewing products and I think very highly of the Garmin hardware for watch. The Approach 62, I think I still got it in a drawer somewhere. They make exceptional hardware, and that's something that the devs know as well. And they want to be able to integrate Garmin. They want to be able to integrate Apple Watch. That's coming as well. It's easier to integrate Apple. I think with Garmin, you have to get, like, approved, and there's, like, a whole process. But I know Moonwalk got Garmin, which is another Solana-based app, so I think they are open to it. But I want to answer your question simpler than that. There's nothing, you can use Golfin and Garmin right now simultaneously. You don't have to use the GPS or any of the features in Golfin to earn. All you have to do to get your points, hit start on the first tee, and then hit end when you're done, whether it's 9 holes, 12 holes, 18 holes. And it's just tracking, it's confirming your path throughout the golf course. All you have to do is complete the hole, and you get the points. You don't have to enter your score. You don't have to look at your GPS. You don't have to do anything. You can use it as actively or as passively as you want to. So, like, when I play my home course, I kind of know where everything is. I don't really need GPS that much. You know, I have a rangefinder that I typically use. But, like, my home course, I, like, know, like, the back of my hand. It's a very passive experience when I use golf. And now if I go to a course I'm not familiar with, I'm going to use it more for the flyovers and the previewing too. Like, I'll go in and preview, like, in the Golfin app. Like, I'm playing a course next week. I've never played it. I go hole by hole looking at the previews. Just like, do it that way. But yeah, so, like, so you've really just kind of made a huge mistake.
I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about the amount of golf I played and not, like, yeah, I rugged myself too. And I even bought the chipper. I love it. Beautiful. Okay, so I'm going to remedy this situation, and I'm going to start click and play. I'm going to message my buddies about it as well and say, hey, dummies, let's not screw this up. Yeah. Let's use the buddy app.
Stick it in the bag. Okay,
Here's a good opportunity for you to give the bull case. You know, I look at my watch. It gives me everything. Not everything. It just tells me front, back, center, distance. Give me the reason why using the app. If I make a conscious effort to pull the app out, you know, hole to hole during the course, what more am I getting during the play experience? And then we could talk about the clubhouse and the added membership features after.
Yeah, so I would say that honestly, all the stuff you're talking about in golf with regards to, like, wearable tech, GPS, scoring, that's all been commoditized. And so you've got a lot of these apps that charge a membership fee to do the same thing that Golfin has, and it's free for anyone to use. So I would say use us. Number one, we have beautiful GPS maps, by the way. I think not everyone has maps as good as ours. We have a very,
Okay.
very highly detailed map. So there's that. All and then all the advanced scoring, statistics, social stuff other apps pay for. Not only is it free, but you have an opportunity to earn when you use it as well. So that's, I don't want to say like our data is superior. It's all kind of, everyone's kind of pulling the same data. It's all like an API. You know, we're pulling APIs for courses and slope ratings and all that. So it's like, it's up to us just to make the UI as good as possible for people really with data that you're renting for courses all over the place, and all these apps are doing that. So that's kind of it. It's like you can't use, when has Garmin paid you?
Yeah.
Like
I was just about to say, you get all of that, and then you get this beautifully crypto native experience that is being paid for your data, getting paid for what you're providing, not just continually paying for a service. And I pay for enough Garmin services to know. It's,
Yeah.
and I love their
I love Garmin
but
stuff. I had a yeah.
they don't pay me.
No, none of them do. Like every app on
Yeah.
your phone is farming you, basically. So why not actually like get a lab putter for getting
Yeah.
you know, providing like location data where you're playing. And then like obviously as like a biz dev, we want to hit you, like we want you to give us your like your bag, your home course. We want to understand the tendencies you play, and then we want to have the most highly targeted promotions and offers for you possible. Like we do not want to like blast the whole app with an offer. We want to be like, oh, this person plays this type of course with these people, they have this in their bag. We have a very, very targeted offer for you, and we think the brands are going to like that a lot more, which enables us to do what we do, and we think the people will as well.
That's
Sweet. I love that. About the app too and the play,
are you going to be able to have official handicap rating?
Yes, that is being tested right now. It's a two-part thing. So number one, linking your GIN to your profile. That'll be phase one. It's just in final review. When that's live, you're still going to have to enter your score in the GIN app or your home club, wherever you enter your scores. Phase two, we essentially have to integrate the ability for your score in golf into your official. So that's like a little slightly longer term. It's what I want for sure. That's something I argue for a lot. I know that the kind of golf hardo wants that, but so yeah, two parts. The first part's very close.
Awesome. Thinking about it. I like that. No, that's good. All right. So you guys have got a good model going. You have the NFTs, which were sold and resale and then commission on. You have different membership tiers. Seems like there's an opportunity to be able to sell data, which is good. I, as a user in a crypto industry where I can earn from my data, want the providers to be able to take a cut on that as well, because that's kind of longevity. What have you guys learned about these different revenue streams? The membership tiers, are people enjoying paying for the membership tiers because of what they're getting back? Are people enjoying the NFT experience? Is it tougher? I know you're playing with a lot of different things, and I like to really see it. And you're also like, not to make this even more convoluted, but different big name brands I see on your guys' website, and you're helping sell their products. So from the financial perspective, what are you learning? What are you excited about? What does it look like going forward?
We have a few different kind of ways to attack revenue, and I think all startups kind of work on a few different things, and they kind of really see where lightning is in a bottle. We've got the pro shop too, so that's all the brands that we've signed up. You can pay with crypto using Helio on Solana, so like
Oh, sweet.
I bought balls with nobody sausage coin. Like, why not, right?
My wife loves that shit.
Oh yeah. I actually shouldn't have done that because the price of the token went up like a lot. So I think I just paid like $1,000 for some golf balls.
Frame them. Put them in the office.
No, but so that's one thing is like we can offer alternative payments to a market that a lot of these golf brands know nothing about. We kind of explain to them like you have no idea how much money's on chain and on Solana. Like, what's the Solana TVL right now? Like 13, 14 billion. So a lot of money on there. So we unlock that market for them. We've handled all the payment stuff. They don't have to deal with it. We just
Oh,
have to
that's cool.
get their inventory. So there's that. The memberships, I think we were all surprised at how quickly people bought into it.
Really?
We got a lot of early support on the memberships, especially like a lot of our OG people bought like the highest possible memberships, like gold and diamond memberships, which are like $10,000 to $20,000 memberships, just because they
Holy
are
fuck.
like they're just jacked up to farm points as fast as humanly possible before TGE. But they've kind of they've done most of the calculations, but we're also seeing some nice growth on the lower memberships. We keep working on our like referral offer, and like how we onboard. I think what we're learning, I think, is that you need to play more than one round to understand the points. And so we're kind of working on that sweet spot of like how many rounds does someone need to play to really understand, oh my gosh, these points get me something. And I think that might be like not one, but maybe more like three, four, five. Because then suddenly, if I have like a silver tier membership with no NFTs, after three or four rounds, I might have 3, 4, 5,000 points. And then suddenly I start to kind of connect the dots, and then I start doing the math a little bit on what a membership is. I calculate in my head how much I need to play golf to make it worth it. And I'll say, like, something I really want to go to the governing bodies with is that our app is inspiring people to play more golf than ever. Like they when they know that like the more they play golf, the more they're going to earn. Like we're just seeing people on our Discord constantly saying, I've never played as much golf as I am now. I'm playing my best, because really the best way to get better at golf is to play a lot. You know, it could be lessons or whatever, but like really if you just we could all play more. So people are playing a lot more golf, and they're playing better golf because our incentives are there. So I'm really excited to tell that story to all the governing bodies and everyone interested in growing the game, which obviously since COVID has grown a lot, but people are always curious in how to engage people even more.
That's super cool because it's a bit of a
Right?
flywheel too,
Mm-hmm.
because it helps you guys source better priced products because it's promotion for other brands, which then means to your users that they get access to things at a better deal. And so it's a really good flywheel, and I'm stoked to continue to see that go. In regard to the NFTs, can you use points to buy the NFTs?
No, I can't do that right now. Points aren't transferable.
Right.
So like when the token comes out, then you kind of introduce this whole transferable element, marketplace element, all that. So yeah, the NFTs right now are just I guess there's a few packs left, a few unopened packs. But it's mainly secondaries. A lot of P2P happening in our Discord, people completing sets, things like that.
Is there in that regard, is there any room for a marketplace in app? Like a P2P marketplace in app?
I'm a huge fan of Famous Fox, and I know that they've got their swap tool. But you know what? So like I'm talking like a crypto guy, but I want to go back and say like the app is kind of designed to not be crypto. Like if you look really hard in your locker, you can see the words NFT in it. But to the average person, they just think these are collectibles. They just think it's like a Pokemon XP. And I think we want to keep it that way. Just because crypto freaks people out. NFTs are kind of like a bad word right now for it might be kind of unfair to say, but I mean, I don't think non-crypto people, if I tell them about NFTs, they, I don't know, they think I have three heads. So you know, I think we're gonna kind of combine crypto into the app in a very careful way, I think. And I wouldn't say, you know, like with Seeker coming and all that, there will be like more exposure, but like I want to be very, very, very careful in how we present NFTs to the general consumer.
I think it's wise that you're going to do that. When I think about, crypto companies, a lot of launch very crypto native first because Solana especially is rampant. There's a lot of people that move very fast, and you can have a growth curve that's really steep based on relying on crypto natives. The fact that you guys didn't start that way and you're seeing favorable growth from what almost looks like more of a Web2 startup, and then you're kind of teaching people about crypto along the way, I think it's aligned with the track you've been going to just slowly introduce this to people, especially with, like, you know, the Apple Store and maybe Android, and then slowly warming up to what that means. So what you're saying checks out. I wanted to ask anyways, is there a roadmap for Seeker Phone?
Yes. If you follow the Twitter handle, we might have teased something. So absolutely. Keep an eye on the dApp store. And yes.
I got mine right here.
Stand by.
I haven't
opened it yet. I don't know. For some reason it's like something
here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why. It feels like a collectible. I don't.
Interesting. I mean, the package is pretty dope.
It is. Yeah.
What is it? Guys, solid. They did phone cases. Golf and should reach out. Yeah. There you go. Get a little solid golf and phone app going for the launch of the product.
It's true. Yes. Yeah. You know, I was also looking. They got like a Bonk one and a Klarna one. I think you can see my Klarna here. Like,
oh shit, yeah, good call.
Yeah, like, I love all those communities. And so sometimes, like, I don't necessarily want all my stuff to be golfing stuff. I want Klarna stuff. Yeah, I want Pudgy stuff. I want a Nobody Sausage head cover.
See, like, it's just, crypto culture is so fun. Doesn't take itself too seriously. And, like, that's what I'm talking about. You know, the merch store, it can be just such a good combination of, you know, Callaway, Big Berthas, and like Labs, combined with, you know, what's your community, and let's logo it up. Let's make it fun. And I think you guys are in really powerful position where you're showing these big brands. They're like, look, you don't got to go to just like Dick's Sporting Goods to sell your goods. You know, there's like this whole other avenue of people that love spending money online, love this sort of creator economy. You know, let them have free reign on a Klarna plushie, a Nobody Sausage plushie. Like,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
I love that. I get to agree with that.
And golfers too, they just love the limited edition stuff too. So, you know, we're talking about shoes. You know, we already did a head cover drop that was a 200 head covers.
Sick.
I love the idea of collabs. There's some shoe companies I have in my mind that I would love to do some shoes with. Bags. Yeah, like we're talking to the right people, and I think it's a matter of, as the app grows, more of these collabs, more of these events are going to start to happen.
Oh, all right. I'm going to do better. I'm going to pay more attention. I'm leaving my own shit on the table. It's my own fault.
Yeah, just start it and put it in your bag.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just gonna have like a sticker that's on my golf bag. Did you start golfing it?
Yeah. Yes.
Like, I gotta have a sticker in my running shoes. Did you start moonwalk?
Yeah. So we got a moonwalk game started too. So yeah, we got the golfers in moonwalk. Love moonwalk. I kind of think of them as a sister app in a lot of ways. You know.
Yeah.
Any of these brands that you kind of feel like you can tell any of your friends about and they get it, you're not like rugging them by getting them on a deck or something.
Kaylin on the podcast. I got to get Kaylin on the podcast, actually. Now that you bring that, I'm going to make a note of that and get her on. All right. I want to kind of sum this up. I think we touched on a lot of good things. You guys have Emiliano, am I saying that right, as your Emiliano first Grillo, sort of yeah. real yeah yeah how yeah. How has that been? Are you looking to sign more people? Do you love having the one? How has notoriety been with people seeing, you know, his stuff, like, and like, oh, what's this golfing brand, and like,
yeah,
how many things have been connected from the real golf world because of having him out there?
Yeah, it definitely helps the credibility a lot. Seeing him at, actually, his first event wearing our stuff was TPC Sawgrass at the Players, which was kind of one of the top five events of the golfing calendar. So him being out there adding credibility and actually even using the app too. He'll use the app and give us feedback, especially early on in the spring when it was still closed beta. My founder Jared likes to talk about how, you know, some of our mapping wasn't going all the way to the back tee, so it wasn't detecting them. We're like, oh, if you play all the way back there,
man, playing from the tip, not getting anything for it.
So he's been great. I would say I would love to get more kind of global, you know, golf people of all handicaps. I think it can be a pro. You know, I'd love to get more Asia. Anybody who kind of loves golf in their own way and is really receptive to what we're doing, which is different. We're coming from Golf Channel, which was very much an incumbent brand, which everyone recognizes and just has like instant credibility everywhere they go. You maybe take it for granted when you're in that position, because then you come into this position and you're starting from like zero in like every conversation you're having. They're like, kind of show me what you pulled off, show me what you've done. And that conversation is getting easier and easier the longer we go. But at first, you know, you've really got to get people to take a leap of faith on you. And so Emiliano doing that, really buying into the vision, Lab, Strixon Cleveland, Strixon Cleveland, when we went to the PGA show, which is like this massive trade show in January, they were not all brands were as receptive as they were. Let's put it that way. So really, really thankful to them for getting the ball rolling. And I think we've really been able to move some product for them and deliver to our community.
I mean, Strixon and Cleveland are massive golf names. So even as an entry point, a springboard, if you will, massive congrats. That's huge. Like even if that was the end game, it would have been an awesome end game. And you guys are just getting going. Listen, you know, I wanted to finalize with, you know, why everyone should golf. And I feel like this whole podcast has literally just been about why everyone should golf. Get out there. Touch grass.
There was some account, some Solana account on Twitter was kind of like talking smack about golf over the weekend. Like, I don't know why. It's like, I could be rock climbing or like, I don't get it. It's just for old people. It's still like, it's funny to me because for like 15 years, I was like an editor and a writer when golf was like on the decline after the Great Recession in 2008. And all we talked about was like, why isn't golf more popular? Like, you know, just complaining about, you know, how we couldn't like be cool enough. And then COVID hits. And now I'm like, you know, we honestly don't need any more. I can't get a tee time. Like, it's like golf is like the coolest thing ever. I have to book tee times so far in advance. And so when I still see people saying like, oh, it's not, I don't get it, I'm like, you don't have to get it. It's fine.
Real.
I'll answer it seriously. It's a beautiful multi-generational game. I spent 95% of my time with my grandparents on the golf course. What my relationship would be like with them without golf, I have no idea. But it was such a beautiful, natural thing to do as a 10-year-old with a 70-year-old. It's a game I'll play for life. I still feel like my best round of golf is ahead of me.
Ooh.
It could happen when I'm 60. It could happen when I'm 70. But like, you know, we've all got that round in us, right? That's not been unlocked yet. And it's like this thing you constantly chase.
Man, just gave me the shivers. I actually, I got a round coming on Monday with my dad and my father-in-law. And the best thing about it is a couple years ago in Thailand, I played the best round of my life with my dad who was visiting. And like, we played like just the one time. And he's like, what is this? You guys are knockout golfers. And I was like, sir, that was a one-off witness magic. And, you know, to add to what you're saying, like, it encompasses so much of what people like, especially people in crypto culture. Like, do you like to gamble? And do you like to gamble with fair odds, you know? That's why they make handicaps. You can golf against a scratch golfer who's phenomenal and you're shit. But if depending on who's having a good day, they win. Like, you compete against yourself. Now, there's mini games. You can play with friends, compete against friends. There's fun tournaments. Like, the swag is fun. You can dress good. And like, you know, where else? Like, it could be perceived as expensive, but like, you spend 5 hours out there. You know, the cost per hour is actually pretty damn good.
Yeah. And a round of beers or a round of golf. Like,
for real.
I can't eat out anymore. Eating out since COVID, it's like a $200 round of golf. Like,
yeah.
I'll play golf 10 out of 10 times.
Yeah. And like, I'm even at this point right now, I'm in this slump where I'm sucking, but I still can't help but want to go back. And I'm just like, what a wild, wild experience.
Just, yeah, all it takes is like that one YouTube video, that like one little thing that you practice in the backyard. I've been there a million times. I just fixed something with my chipping. It's
beautiful.
It's right there. You're close. Don't give up.
Love it. Never. Well, Brandon, thanks for coming on the podcast, man.
Thanks, Derek.
It's been a blast.
A lot of fun. Happy to talk anytime, golf. And we'll see you on the app.
Hell yeah.